and there two bushes planted, that when they had grown large, seemed sprung from but a single root, so did their roses merge. Oh, my dear, oh, my dear. When she was old and dying, the priest came where she was. She made a full confession, long looked he in her face, and oh, he was a good man and understood her case. Oh, my dear, oh, my dear. He bade them take and bury her beside her lady's men, and set a rose tree on her grave, and now none living can, when they have plucked a rose there, know where its roots began. Oh, my dear. Oh, my dear.
Whales weep not. They say the sea is cold, but the sea contains the hottest blood of all, and the wildest, the most urgent. All the whales in the wider deeps, hot are they, as they urge on and dive beneath the icebergs. The right whales, the sperm whales, the hammerheads, the killers, there they blow hot, wild, white breath out of the sea. And they rock, and they rock through the sensual, ageless ages on the depth of the seven seas. And through the salt they reel with drunk delight, and in the tropics tremble they with love, and roll with massive, strong desire like gods. Then the great bull lies up against his bride in the blue deep of the sea, as mounting mountain pressing on mountain in the zest of life. And out of the inward roaring of the inner red ocean of whale blood, the long tip reaches strong, intense, like the maelstrom tip, and comes to rest in the clasp and the soft, wild clutch of a she-whale's fathomless body. And over the bridge of the whale's strong phallus, linking the wonder of whales, the burning archangels under the sea keep passing back and forth, from him to her, from her to him, great cherubim that wait on whales in mid-ocean, suspended in the waves of the sea, great heaven of whales in the waters, old hierarchies, and enormous mother whales lie dreaming, suckling their whale tender young, and dreaming with strange whale eyes wide open in the waters of the beginning and the end. And bull whales gather their women and whale calves in a ring when danger threatens, on the surface of the ceaseless flood, and range themselves like great fierce seraphim facing the threat, encircling their huddled monsters of love. And all this happiness in the sea, in the salt, where God is also love, but without words, and Aphrodite is the wife of whales, most happy, happy she. And Venus among the fishes skips and is a she-dolphin. She is the gay, delighted porpoise sporting with love and the sea. She is the female tunny fish, round and happy among the whales, and dense with happy blood, dark rainbow bliss in the sea.
I'd like to read some little bit of King Lear. Just four small passages. The renunciation of him by the two daughters, his mad scene, and when he rediscovers Cordelia.